Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, you know what time it is. BT and Sal. Football picks brought to you by ELEC 825. Building our future. And by London menswear brand Charles Tirwhitt. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
Last week, BT was able to cash his two-team perfect parlay and now is out in front. 30 points in first place for BT. I have 15 in second place. Hop has 10 in third place. Of course, each week we pick a perfect parlay, two-team, three-team, or four-team, 25, 50, or 100 points. Also pick the winner of the Jets and Giants, assuming they don't play a Thursday night game, straight up. That can add to an additional 5 points, so that's the total. All right, BT, you're on a heater. What do you got for us in week four?
All right, Sal, here's my music. And I came close in week two. I had two out of three, so a little early momentum. And then last week, we went to the two spot. We hit both, as Sal said. This week, I'm going back to the old trio. Try to get three here. Number one, first up. Now, the Cardinals host the Commanders. I think I'm getting a little ready to jump in on this Cards boat, at least for this weekend here. And the Commanders are definitely improved. There's no doubt. But you look at little things like the record's a little misleading. Commanders are 2-1, but they've got a negative 9-point differential. The Cardinals are 1-2, but yet they're plus 18. Kyler Murray's playing real well, 5 touchdowns and a pick. Now, they've also played some interesting teams en route to the 2 losses in 3 games. They played the Bills up in Buffalo, and they jumped out early, 17-0 on them. Remember that, week one? And they played the Rams, who maybe aren't as bad as we thought, and they played the Detroit Lions as well. So I like the Cardinals. I'm going to lay the 3.5 points at home to the Commanders, across the country, first game, first win, hopefully, Arizona Cards. Number two, the Texans -6 over the, dysfunctional? Is that the right word to describe these Jacksonville Jaguars? What the hell's going on in Jacksonville? I mean, Peterson was asked, hey, is everything on the table here, coach? And he's like, yeah. He wouldn't even commit to Trevor Lawrence remaining the starter. They're in shambles. They can't score. And what's worrisome about this, well, and this is apparent, Trevor Lawrence ain't a dog. He looks scared. Is that the guy that's going to pull you out of this abyss? He scored 17 points, 13 points, and 10 points. Now, they've got other issues, just, you know, not just Trevor Lawrence, but I like the Texans. I don't know if I love them as much as everybody else, but they're a better team. They beat the Colts and the Bears. All right, whatever. Those teams you should be. But they lost to the Vikings, so they played a good Vikings team, and they lost here. I'm going to lay the 6. I think the Jags are a mess, and I'm going to prey on that dysfunction, lay the almost touchdown score in Houston. And finally, Sunday night, Bills at the Ravens. Over-under, a touch, a little over-under here, Sally. 46.5. I'm going to go with the over. I'm going to lean on some of the star power for both of these teams, whether it's Josh Allen, whether it's Lamar, whether it's some of the running backs, some of the tight ends. I'm going to hit the over there. Over Sunday night, 46 and a hook. So finally, in summation, game number one, Cardinals laying 3.5, host the Commanders. Give me Arizona. Texans -6. They should thump the Jaguars down at Houston. Bills Ravens over Sunday night, 46.5.
All right, there you go. I know you like those over-unders. You got one in there. Hoff, last year's champion, embarrassed BT and myself, oh, yeah, right now is in last place. What do you got for us, Hoff, in week four?
Well, jet airliner. Yeah. How about that? Maybe I'll be picking the jet game a little bit. Listen, I just, again, want to go on the board, want to get on the board. So I'm going to do a two-team parlay. Last week, by the way, in my other picks that I do on
nobody
my Saturday morning show,
about I know. The other picks.
5 for 5, so I'm not that far away.
I think Mike used to tell me that when I was doing the picks with him. I'd be like, no, Mike, nobody cares. It's only what you do here. That's what matters. And Hoff, I'll say the same to you. What you do here is what matters.
All right, this is going to matter for everybody. Carolina with the big upset last week. It's not going to happen again. Cincinnati is 0-3 right now. They are desperate for a win. It's going to be like Baltimore again when they went to Dallas. They're desperate for a win. I don't think Carolina can keep up with the Bengals if they're clicking on all cylinders. Jamar Chase got in the end zone. I think Cincinnati -4.5 at Carolina should be a clean, easy win for Cincinnati. I know BT shaking my head, your head, because there's no easy wins.
I'm not trying to interrupt
you. This is an easy win.
I don't love it, but it's your call.
This is an easy win.
I thought about that game, truth be told.
And then I'm going to MetLife. All right.
Ooh.
Okay. I actually heard BT saying that 8 is big number.
Seven and a half.
That's usually my mess up. Now it's you.
Yeah. Oh, good.
You should know, Hoff. Come on. Score.
Okay, it just changed on me because I had it about an hour ago.
Okay.
That being said, I'm still going to take it. Denver plus 7.5.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. The Jets probably going to pull the game out. Probably because I have to make that pick later on. But I think that Denver plus 7.5. I don't know why. Revenge game of Zach Wilson. Maybe get in. Maybe throw a touchdown. Keep it close. Who knows?
What?
I don't know.
Zach?
Come on.
Zach. He's playing.
Well, you know, well, I'm forecasting.
I'm forecasting.
Oh, okay. All right, so two-teamer, Hoff, is that it?
Yeah, Cincinnati minus 4.5, Denver plus 7.5.
Oh, I get one favorite and one dog. All right. I got to get on the board. I mean, this is now dragged on too long. And I thought about going with three teams. Actually, this week, BT, I like three or four. I ruled one out immediately. I like the Chargers plus the points. And I'm like, the uncertainty. I had them last week. They disappointed me. I'm not going to touch it. Although I like Harbaugh, maybe it's premature to go with them. Another one I ruled out, the Broncos. I did like the 7.5 initially. I'm not ruling it out just because Hoff had it. I ruled it out just thinking about it. I'm not there yet. I do believe in Denver, and I like the matchup with Peyton over Robert Saleh, but the Jets are just so much better, and maybe their defense can take advantage of a rookie in Bo Nix. So I don't think I'm there yet to take the points, and I certainly wouldn't take the Jets. So I narrowed it down to two teams. Two-team perfect parlay, and I need to cash it. Give me the 49ers at home, minus 10.5 over the New England Patriots. Normally, I do not take big spreads, but this is not normal. I think this is more about New England, a team we saw up close in person on Thursday night a week ago in week three. They don't have anything. This is a get-right game for the 49ers. Even with all the injuries, they will smash the New England Patriots. Give me the Niners, minus 10.5. And then I'm going to Monday night. It's also a team that I believe in long term, and I think week four you start to see some separation here. I don't believe in the Seattle Seahawks. They're 3-0, and I think that they're good, but I think the Detroit Lions are better. I know there's been some question marks about the quarterback play and all this stuff, and maybe Detroit not as good as they were a year ago. I think they are as good as they were a year ago, and I don't think Seattle is as good. At home Monday night, Detroit. Give me the Lions minus 3.5. I'm going to simplify. We are behind Hoff and I. Maybe that's more the reason for a two-team parlay. Give me the Niners to win big, lay the 10.5. And another favorite, Monday Night Football, Detroit over Seattle. I think 3-0 is a nice start. They're not that good. Lions are going to put them in their place and cover that spread. So Lions minus 3.5, Niners minus 10.5. That's the perfect parlay. As for the money line, even though I like Denver, like if I had to pick this game, if I were forced to pick this game, I'd take the points. I think the Jets would win. I would be stunned if the Jets did not win this game outright. This would be a disastrous loss early on in the season if the Jets lost. So give me them plus, you know, just for the 5 points, just money line. Jets win.
Now I got the Jets as well. I mean, you have to win this game. Suddenly that Vikings game in London looks a little different, a little more difficult. The Bills after that. Jets will beg win number three. I'm not going to touch this. That's a big number, 7.5. I don't know if I'd quite lay that, but I do think the Jets eventually pull away and they complicate Nix's day. Jets should win. The Jets should win by double figures, but
right. But there's still something there.
We'll see a little more, but yeah. Jets will win.
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I'm going Denver plus 7.5, but the Jets are winning.
Okay, so we're all on the same page with that as far as the Jets money line. There you have it. Week 4 perfect parlay pick segment. One thing I don't think's ever happened during that segment is, or when we've been doing this dating back to last year, is anybody cashed in 2 weeks in a row, BT?
That is true.
Hoff hit the 5-teamer last year. You hit one, but I forget if it was just one. But either way, it hasn't been done twice in back-to-back weeks, so we'll find out if that will be the case. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls here on the other side. Talk some Jets, talk some Giants. We get back to them. Yankees clinch, of course. Huge weekend for the Mets. We've done a lot. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But we'll finish up with your calls on the other side.